It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Air Force officials say they do not have the authority to reimburse communities for the cost of dealing with water contamination issues. This comes after tests showed toxic firefighting foam used at Peterson Air Force Base seeped into the Whitefield Aquifer. Affected water districts will likely have to pay most of the $12.7 million tab expected by the end of next year. Education officials are asking the public for help in addressing a growing teacher shortage. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more from one of the first town halls.
About 50 people, many of them educators, showed up at Colorado State University to offer their ideas. Some included creating a type of GI bill for teachers and taxing oil and gas companies at higher rates to make up the education funding shortfall. This was the third of 20 meetings and webinars the state is hosting before a formal proposal is submitted to the legislature on December 1st. Colleen O'Neill is the director of educator talent for the state.
One of the real drawbacks of sending things to the legislature is that it gives them amazing ideas, but then sometimes we stop as the Department of Education or the Department of Higher Education. And here we're going to be very specific about identifying the strategies that we're carrying through no matter what.
An estimated 3,000 teachers are needed to fill vacant positions statewide, while a third of those in the profession will be eligible for retirement in the next 5 years. I'm Jackie Fortier.
The town hall series comes to Colorado Springs next week and will also stop in Lyman and Los Animas. This is 91.5 KRCC News.